Just before the August recess, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, a Republican from Tennessee, announced his support for an expansion of federal funding for embryonic stem cell research. Can you fill us in?
In a Senate floor speech, Senator Frist said that such research had opened up, in his words, a whole new frontier that brings with it promises for cures for a variety of diseases. But he also laid out a list of 10 principles that he said should be taken into consideration when writing policy on stem cell research. Senator Frist also promised an up or down vote on all bills relating to stem cell and human cloning research. Senator Arlen Specter, he's a Pennsylvania Republican and the Senate sponsor of a House-passed stem cell research measure called Frist's speech, in his words, the most important speech made this year.
What has been the political fallout of Frist's move?
Well, it certainly sets the stage for a likely showdown on the issue with President Bush and conservatives. In making this announcement, Senator Frist openly broke with Bush and conservatives in his party. The president, who does not favor a change in current policy, has pledged to veto a House-passed measure on embryonic stem cell research that would lift current federal funding restrictions. Frist's announcement may be a smart political move as well. He is considered to be a potential presidential candidate in 2008, and polls show broad public support for embryonic stem cell research, even among Republicans.
What does Frist's announcement mean for passage of legislation that would remove Bush's current restrictions on stem cell research?
Specter described Frist's statement as an earthquake that has, quote, given cover to the entire Senate, close quote, to support the lifting of current restrictions. But Frist also pointed out what he sees as problems with the House-passed bill, including the potential for donors to be wooed by financial incentives for their embryos. While Frist urged a thoughtful and thorough rewrite of the House bill, he said that it was fundamentally consistent with the principles he had laid out more than 4 years ago. We'll be watching this one very closely.
Thank you for your time, Mary Agnes Carey.